What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with cattle. I mean, that's a market that we continue to see strength. Cash traded strong last week. We continue to see tight supplies. Now we're starting to see prices at the sale barns increase for not just the feeder cattle, but also for bred cows. So it looks like the tight supplies and the strong demand continues to help push that market in. At this point, it does appear that cattle are going to make an attempt to take up that 2014 high.
What do you see on the other side of the ledger? What's not hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to have to go with wheat. I mean, we continue to see that market struggle. We're expecting to see improving conditions this afternoon in the crop progress report. We're going to see the winter wheat states come out with their numbers. But then we're also looking at USDA's report on Wednesday. It's likely we're going to see a trimming of demand for both corn and for wheat. And I think that also is putting a little extra pressure on those two markets.
Again, USDA supply-demand report coming out on Wednesday. A lot of attention, I'm guessing, is going to be focused on what's happening in places like Argentina and Brazil.
That is going to be the main focus. You know, our numbers are going to be tweaking of demand is about all. They're not going to try to steal the thunder from their prospective plantings report at the end of the month in the quarterly grain stock. So the market will focus on South America, and we continue to hear about the hot, dry conditions for Argentina. It's likely USDA is going to have to make some major cuts in production there. And it'll be interesting to see if they make any adjustments in Brazil's numbers as well.
The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, is going to be in before Congress tomorrow and Wednesday. Of course, that's going to keep the focus on inflation, I'm guessing.
It will. And next week, I believe they have their normal monthly or six-week meeting. It's going to be interesting to see if they're going to look at increasing rates by half a point or if it's going to be a quarter point again.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, Fargo.